BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A remembrance service for the Duke of Edinburgh has taken place at Canterbury Cathedral. Britain is observing a week's mourning for Queen Elizabeth's husband, who died on Friday, aged 99. Simon Jones is in Canterbury.
Only 120 worshippers were able to attend the service of remembrance and thanksgiving in person due to coronavirus restrictions, but thousands more watched online. The Archbishop of Canterbury said Prince Philip had shown a remarkable willingness to take the hand he had been dealt in life and to follow its call to inquire, think, trust and pray. He said the loss of a great life had left a very great gap. Prayers were said thanking the Duke for his commitment, his service to the country and his support of the Queen. Thoughts of comfort were offered to the royal family and to all those who have suffered loss. The Archbishop, who has previously spoken about Prince Philip's joy at life, is expected to officiate at his funeral in Windsor next Saturday.
After a service at a chapel in Windsor Castle, the Queen's second son, Prince Andrew, said Queen Elizabeth had described the loss of her husband as having left a huge void in her life. King Abdullah of Jordan and his half-brother, Prince Hamza, have appeared together in public for the first time since the prince said he'd been placed under house arrest. Sebastian Usher reports.
Photographs released by the Jordanian royal court show the royal family praying at the shrines of previous kings. It's part of a commemoration of a country's 100 years of independence. Prince Hamza is among them. Just a week ago, the only sight of him was in a clandestine video passed to the BBC in which he denied any conspiracy but condemned the government for incompetence and corruption. For days, the internal conflict that had been exposed within the ruling elite threatened Jordan's much vaunted, though ever fragile, stability. King Abdullah tried to put an end to it by saying the prince was under his care, while a letter from Hamza pledged allegiance to the monarch. The new pictures of Prince Hamza back in the fold of the family are another public sign of Jordan's rulers trying to draw a line under the incident.
The EU's foreign affairs chief says geopolitical competition is hampering efforts to halt the violence in Myanmar after February's coup. Here's Danny Eberhard.
The EU is clearly horrified by the killing of hundreds of unarmed protesters. But its options, as Mr. Borrell acknowledged, are limited. It's drawing up a second round of sanctions that will target companies run by Myanmar's military. But its economic presence is relatively small.
BBC News.